It was not that Henri didn't appreciate Patrick's birthday present to him. Far from it. He was really very grateful. Sort of. It was, without a doubt, very kind of Patrick to give Henri anything at all, let alone a second-hand plastic Red Indian which he himself had finished with. The trouble was, though, that Henri was getting a little fed up with small plastic figures, of which he had loads. Biscuit tins full, probably 3 or 4 if they were all put away at the same time, which they never were, because most of the time they were scattered about in the bathroom, the loft, the kitchen, the breakfast room, not to mention Henri's bedroom and the garden. The compost heap was full of soldiers, which, over several autumns, had been raked up with the leaves by Henri's mother, who was rather careless about such things. Henri and Patrick had spent many hours together playing with their joint collections of plastic toys, but now they'd had about enough of them, at least for the moment. And that was why, when Patrick brought his present to school on Henri's birthday, Henri was disappointed. He tried not to show it, but he was. "Do you really like him?" asked Patrick, as Henri stood silently with the Indian in his hand. "Yes, he's fantastic," said Henri in only a slightly flattish voice. "I haven't got an Indian." "I know. I haven't got any cowboys either." "Nor have I. That's why I couldn't play anything with him." Henri opened his mouth to say, "I won't be able to either," but thinking that might hurt Patrick's feelings, he said nothing, put the Indian in his pocket, and forgot about it. After school there was a family tea, and all the excitement of his presence from his parents and his two older brothers. He was given his dearest wish, a skateboard complete with kickboard and kryptonic wheels from his mum and dad, and from his eldest brother, Adiel, a helmet. Gilon, his other brother, hadn't bought him anything because he had no money. His pocket money had been stopped some time ago in connection with a very unfortunate accident involving their father's bicycle. So when Gilon's turn came to give Henri a present, Henri was very surprised when a large parcel was put before him, untidily wrapped in brown paper and string. "What is it?" "Have a look, I found it in the alley." The alley was a narrow passage that ran along the bottom of the garden where the dustbins stood. The three boys used to play there sometimes, and occasionally found treasures that other, perhaps richer, neighbours had thrown away. So Henri was quite excited as he tore off the paper. Inside was a small white metal cupboard with a mirror in the door, the kind you see over the basin in old-fashioned bathrooms. You might suppose Henri would once again be disappointed, because the cupboard was fairly plain and, except for a shelf, completely empty, but oddly enough he was very pleased with it. He loved cupboards of any sort because of the fun of keeping things in them. He was not a very tidy boy in general, but he did like arranging things in cupboards and drawers and then opening them later and finding them just as he'd left them. "I do wish it locked," he said. "You might say thank you before you start complaining," said Gilon.